Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
How many of you out there know that Jesus will work it out? He will work it out. I love that song because it reminds us that we are not our own. We cannot do it by ourselves. We need Jesus. It is reminding you right now that you need Jesus, and he can and he will work it out. We are not just speaking words out of our mouth. We are talking about the one who created all things, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, the Ruler of all things, our Savior, our Provider, our Mind Regulator, our Peace, our Joy, our Strength. His name is Jesus. He will work it out. He can work it out. And if you don't believe me, just try him. Amen. I have tried him for myself many, many, many times. I am a living proof, a living witness that Jesus will work it out. Matter of fact, your back will be so far up against the wall, that is the only name that can come out of your mouth. You will try to speak at times in your life, you'll be so hurt and beat down that no other name can come out of your mouth but Jesus. But I stop by to remind you today that that's the right word. That's the right name. That's the only name that you need, baby. When your back is up against the wall, I dare you to call upon the name of Jesus.
Yes,
he will come through for you. Baby, when you can't say anything else, I dare you to say Jesus.
Yes.
Just call his name. That's all you have to do is just say Jesus. That is a powerful name. That is a name above all names. There is no name like that name. If you want to have peace right now in your home, I dare you to just walk through your house and just say Jesus. Demons tremble. They flee when you say that name, baby. They understand who you're calling upon. You're calling upon their creator. Jesus created them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody knows that name. I don't care how messed up you are, how drugged up you are, how doped up you are, how far you are off into your sin. You know that name, baby. I tell you, when somebody walks by you and say that name, you put that crack pipe down. Bless the name of Jesus. See, it's something about the name of Jesus. Everybody knows that name. You can put that name on your boss and their attitude will change. It's something about that name, baby. When you say that name, people stand at attention. Their heads will turn. They will give you their undivided attention when you call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, the time is now. The time is now. We're talking about today. The time is now. The time is now for you to take back your stuff. Take back everything that the enemy has taken from you. The time is now. It's no longer time for you to lay around whooping and saying, oh, more is me. Woe is me. I can't do this and I can't do that. The time is now for you to go out and take that job that you know that God has promised you. He's already put it in your spirit. But the enemy keeps lying to you and telling you that you're not qualified, so you don't go to the interview. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to somebody right now. You have been lined up for an interview, and you keep making excuses not to go. Hallelujah. You keep making, oh, my God. I say he keeps telling you that you're not qualified. But today, I want you to call him up and say, if you give me one more chance, I'm coming in. I'm going to be there on time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be there early because I know this is for me. This company is for me. This position is for me. We're going to praise the Lord today because this is the time. The time is now. We're going to praise the Lord for Dolores' husband. I know in my spirit that if he just stands on the word of God, if he believes it, he just needs to tell God right now, I know you're about to do it for me, Jesus. So right now, I'm just going to praise you. I'm going to thank you for what you're doing right now. You're setting everything up. You're lining it up, Jesus. just for me. You're already speaking to the manager. You already talked to the corporation.
Yes,
my name is on the table. My name is right there on the top. On the top.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
My God. I see my name is highlighted. Everybody else's name is just in black and white, but mine is highlighted.
Hallelujah.
That means I'm undermined, Jesus. That means I'm undermined, Jesus. That means you have them talking about me. See, some of you don't understand that Jesus has your name highlighted. It's just not on paper in black and white. Your name is highlighted. See, it's something about a highlighter. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Those of you who read the Word of God, you should have some highlights in your Bible. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. That means there's something about that particular scripture that you want to come back to. You know you're going to need to reference it again and again. That's why you highlighted it. That's why your name is highlighted, baby. Oh, because they're going to come back to your name again. So you're going to come up again in the conversation. Somebody better hear me. Glory to God. Oh, my God, you've been looked over for some stuff. So you've been looked over and over again. But Jesus say, I've highlighted your name. Oh, my God, it's glowing. It's highlighted. I'm about to elevate you. Hallelujah. They won't be able to look over you this time, baby, because I've highlighted you. See, when you walk by, you're going to have a glow. Hallelujah. You're going to have my glow.
Hallelujah.
When you walk by, they're going to turn and double take. Say, who is that? Who is that young man? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need to speak to him. Hallelujah. Do you know you can just walk by and Jesus can highlight you so that they ask who you are? Oh, bless your body. Better hear me. You don't even have to open up your mouth. You just need to walk by. Just walk by, baby. Jesus has already highlighted you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Oh, they're going to ask, who is that? Oh, can I set it up? I need to talk to them. There's something about them. I've been thinking about adding another department. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I need somebody to run it. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He looks like he fits the description of what I'm looking for. Now, even him, do you have to keep in mind? Well, you better keep in mind. You better keep in mind. They didn't even talk to you. They haven't even spoke to you. But it was something about when you walk by. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. See, Jesus can set it up like that. You don't even have to open your mouth. You don't even have to speak for yourself. You don't even have to sell yourself. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. See, when Jesus set it up, it's done. My God. Oh, my God. Bless the name of Jesus. Some of you out there, you better call in and let somebody know how God has blessed you. You know you've been in circumstances that you know you shouldn't have got in, but you were highlighted. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I see Jesus highlighted you. So when you came into the interview, everybody else was forgot about. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. Some of them came in with more qualified than you, but it was something about you. Oh, my God, some of you think that you're so articulate that you really sold yourself. Some of you think you're so educated that you really sold yourself. Some of you think that you have so much experience that you really sold yourself. Well, baby, I'm going to correct you. You are highlighted by Jesus. Jesus set it up. When you came in the room, it was all over, baby, because that was your job. That was your position. God already set it up for you. I don't care who came before you. I don't care who came after you. It was for you, baby. You better give God the praise. You better give him the acknowledgement that he set it up for you. It wasn't you, baby. You know why it wasn't you? Because you went on plenty of interviews before that, and you was educated, and you was qualified, and you were articulate, and you didn't get the job. Hallelujah. I say you didn't get the job. Some of them even act like they liked you. Some of them even act like they liked you. Some of them took you out to lunch. Oh, they did all type of things, and you didn't get the job, and you were so hurt about it because you thought you really sold yourself, but you weren't highlighted for that job. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. My God, had the right one. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus had the right one that he set up just for you. When you came in, it wasn't too hard for you. Hallelujah. The
when you got back home, you got that phone call, or you got that email with the offer on the table, you were perplexed because you really felt that you didn't really sell yourself as much this time, or that you didn't talk enough this time. You know why you didn't, baby? Because Jesus wanted you to understand that I don't need you to talk. I've already spoken for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. You don't need to impress nobody. I've already done that for you. All you got to do is show up. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Some of you need to get it. Some of you need to get that. You need to just show up and show up on time. Now, Jesus can't work for you if you're going to be late because you don't deal with a late God. Our God is never late. Our God is always on time. That's the same thing you expect from you, baby. Get up and get there on time and watch Jesus work it out. Now is the time for you to go get your stuff, for you to go get everything that God has for you. The blessings are flowing down, but you won't go get them. You don't understand this is a time. You're just lying around, listening to the lie of the enemy. He's a discourager. That's his name, discourager. He's such a liar. He's such a cheater. He's a manipulator, a backstabber, a robber. Oh, I wouldn't hang out with nobody like that. Hallelujah. I would put my praise on today. Say, Jesus, I know I don't have a job. Oh, but I know you're about to give me one. See, you got to talk to Jesus like you know he's Jesus. And how you talk to Jesus like you know he's Jesus, you start praising him for what you want. Hallelujah. That puts God at attention. When you start praising him for what you want, Jesus said, well, I got to do it for her. I got to do it for him. They believe in me. I can't let them down. Oh, they put their trust in me. I won't let them down. If they're praising me for a job, you better know I'm going to give them a job. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to give them just any job because they're praising me so hard. Oh, they're just walking through the house. They're just talking about me. They're just smiling about me. They're just raising their hands up about me. They're just dancing about me. Surely, I'm the God who created them. I can do it for them. Oh, because of their obedience, because of their love for me, I'm going to turn this thing around. Oh, my God, I'm going to let them get through praising me. And just when they stop praising me, the phone's going to ring. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you ever praised God before for something that you really wanted? Hallelujah. You didn't have it, but you just knew who you were praising. And when you finished, the miracle came. Hallelujah. I'm a witness that I praised God. I praised him. Well, I praised him like David. I just danced all through the house. Oh, my God. I took it to the backyard. I was having me a praise party with Jesus. Oh, my God. If my neighbors could see through the fence, they would think I had lost my mind. I just praised him all around the tree. And I went down the side of the house. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And then I got down on my knees on the patio. I said, thank you, Jesus. I knew you're going to come through for me. Thank you, Jesus. You've never let me down. Thank you, Jesus. My breakthrough is coming. Oh, God, I feel it coming. Thank you, Jesus, for my blessing. You don't have to understand. And if you really want to make the enemy mad, he knows nobody can see you in the backyard. Jesus. But when you're praising God, it's all about you and him. You don't care. So then I went to the mailbox. Oh, you know that's in the front. You know that's what all the neighbors can see. And I just praised him down the sidewalk. I got to the mailbox. I did a drop with it. I said, thank you, Jesus, for what you're about to do for me. Hallelujah. And then I got the mail out, and I just waved it up in the air. I said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, but see, I'm testifying to somebody so you can understand the goodness of Jesus. Oh, my God. And then I got it here. And I finished. I just threw the mail to the side. And I kept on praising God. And then when I finished, oh, my God, and got my head right, I picked the mail up. Oh, Jesus. And then there was a check in it. I wasn't even expecting. Didn't even know it was coming. You better hear me, somebody. See, Jesus loves praise. Hallelujah. I say he loves praise. He loves that you understand who he is, that you thank him, You're too cool. Man, some of you are too cool. You better praise God. You better get out of your comfort zone, baby. You better act like you don't care about nobody but Jesus. And I dare you to start praising him. Just praise him like you lost your mind. Oh, Jesus loves that. You want to love on Jesus. Just thank him. I thank you for providing for me, Jesus. I thank you for giving me a job. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my children. I thank you that my children are healthy. I thank you that my wife is still here. See, some of those things you act like it's for granted. Oh, some man's wife left them. You better thank God that your wife is still there. You better thank God that when you woke up, she was still there and all your stuff was still there. Somebody better hear me. See, we don't thank God for things. We just take stuff for granted. The world is in such a bad place today. You better thank God for everything. You better thank God that that person is not trying to poison you in your sleep. Hallelujah. You better thank God that they're not trying to kill you for insurance money. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. That sounds like nothing to some people, but people do that every day. You better praise God and thank him. Oh, when things are going right in your household. Oh, baby, because it can flip. The enemy can get in anybody. All he needs is a crack, and they can turn on you just like a light switch. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord today. I'm thanking him on your behalf. I'm going to praise him on your behalf that everything is going right. That your wife is right, your children are right, everything is in order. You may not have the job that you want, oh, but it's coming. That's why we're praising God for it. Oh, I'm going to praise God right now. I just thank him, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Delores' husband's job. I just praise your name, Jesus. I thank you for how you're lining everything up. I thank you for the finances. I thank you for the manager. I thank you for the co-workers. They're all going to be set in order. We're not going to have any messy co-workers. We're not going to have any backbiting, gossiping, manipulating co-workers. We're not going to have any unfair managers. Oh, we're not going to have any prejudice managers. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus. We're going to set everything in order right now. Lord, I thank you that everybody's going to be able to get along. Thank you, Lord God. That you're going to look at his talents and gifts, Jesus, and they're going to use those to glorify you on the job, Lord God. They're going to give him a chance to do the things that you put inside of him, Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that the position that you're going to give him is not going to be any long because you're going to promote him, Jesus. I thank you right now, Jesus, that he's going to walk in there and show himself. Hallelujah, man of God. He's going to walk in there with his head up, Jesus, and he's going to glorify you, Jesus. And when he walks in the office, they're going to see Jesus on him. They're going to say, this is a man that will be an asset to this company. Thank you, Jesus, for standing it up right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he's going to do such an exceptional job. They're going to call him in 3 months and say, I've been watching you, young man. You've been doing a mighty good job. We want to give you something else. We hope you will accept it. Hallelujah. And we're not just going to give you anything, but I'm giving you an increase. Hallelujah. See, it's something about getting a promotion. Oh, but God's going to give you a promotion with an increase. Many people give you promotions on jobs and they won't give you no more money. But Jesus is not a God like that. Anywhere that he puts you, he don't put you with an increase. If you keep your mind focused on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We just praise your name. Now is the time, Jesus. We understand now is the time that you're going to do new things in 2015. Now is the time, Jesus, that people are going to see your miracle signs and wonders. Now is the time, Jesus, that everything is going to come clear to people. They're going to understand that you're God. Lord, we have so much snow here in March. Lord, you're reminding us in Texas that you're still God. Oh, it might be going almost spring, but you let us know I can spring, I can sow, I can winter, I can fall, whenever I want to, because I created all things. Hallelujah. The meteorologists are not me. I'm God. I can do what I want to do. Some of you gotten confused and twisted. You think you can do no more than me. And I can do what I want to do when I want to do it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See, somebody needs to understand out there,
yes,
that God,
Lord,
is still God. He is not dead. He is a living God. He can do what he want to do when he want to do
when
it. Don't be thinking. Don't get twisted and think that men are in control. They're not in, how are they going to be in control of a world that they didn't create? Somebody better understand that Jesus is in control. He still has our power in his hand. And from now and then and now and today and tomorrow and yesterday, Jesus will show up and show us that he's still God. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And I'm here to remind
you,
somebody, that you haven't seen anything yet. 2015 is going to blow some minds. Jesus is going to make everybody remember that he is still Jesus. He is still God. He can do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. Too much corruption is in the world today. Jesus is about to set the record straight this year. He's about to remind every demon in hell that you are not in control. I am. Don't get twisted because I let you do a few things on the earth. You've gotten yourself puffed up to think that you're learning things. Oh, but I'm about to put a stop, a block in your plan. I am still God. Don't you ever forget that. Don't you try to dismiss me. Don't you try to put me to the side. Don't you try to ignore me. Don't you try to disrespect me. Oh, Jesus is about to show up and do a mighty thing upon the earth. The earth. Get ready, people. The earth. The earth. Get ready, people. The earth. The earth. Get ready, people. We're worried about all of these earthquakes we're having in Texas. Get ready, Texas. Jesus is about to clean some stuff up. We've got an attitude in Texas that needs to be have a little correction. Jesus is about to do a little spank, so we can understand that he's still God. He has not left the throne. He still has our power. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know you don't want to hear it, but it's from God. You got to understand that he's God. He's not going to let us continue to operate the way we operate. If he did that, he wouldn't be God. Hallelujah. Every now and then, he's got to show up and show out so you can get your mind clear that he's still God and he still has our power. There's a lot of things that you see that you never seen before, but maybe your eyes are not finished seeing. Oh, God got some tricks up his sleeve for you to show you that he's still God. There's a lot of things going to be a little different in 2015. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus, because Jesus wants you to understand. He wants your mind clear. He don't want anybody to be confused that he's not God. He is God, and he will be respected. And every knee will bow and confess that he is God. You will all accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I pray you do before it's too late. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time to get it right with Jesus. Now is the time to decide you're going to take back everything the enemy has taken from you. You're not going to lay down and allow him to continue to take control over your life and your family. Now is the time. Hallelujah. Now is the time to get it right right now with Jesus. Now is the time, parents. Parents, now is the time to look at your children. Examine what's in your house. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Watch your children. Spend time with your children. Talk to your children. Make time for your children. You just might find out a few things about your child you didn't know. You just got to talk to them. Listen to them. Talk to them. Listen to them. You'll know what's going on in their life. Don't be so busy. You don't have time to listen. They might be crying out to you, but you're too busy to listen. Hallelujah. I wouldn't want my child to think that somebody else has more time for her than me. I've got time. I'll make time. Matter of fact, I want her to know that nothing is more important than her than Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That whatever she needs to talk to me, I'll stop doing what I need to do to speak to her. Matter of fact, she's gotten so spoiled with it. If I act like I'm still doing something, she says, Mama, you're not giving me your attention. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. But I'm glad she says it with a force and an urgency, because I've already told need to exemplify what I've told her. If I told her that when she needs to talk to me, I'll stop doing what I'm doing, that means I need to do it. Hallelujah. Don't tell your children anything that you're not going to do. Whatever you tell them you're going to do, do it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I remember my mother would tell me that as a child. She said, always keep your word. Whatever you say you're going to do, do it. Don't be a liar. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Your name carries a lot of weight. Be a person to be known as doing what you say you're going to do. I can't stand people, my mother would say, they would say they're going to do things they wouldn't do them. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to understand today is your day. You say you're going to look for a job, do it. Stop saying you're going to do it and not do it. You say you're going to stop doing drugs, do it. Hallelujah. Stop talking about it. You can do it because through Christ you can do all things. All you got to do is ask Jesus to help you. Hallelujah. You say, oh, some of you so mean. You're just mean all the time. You're mean because you're unhappy. You're mean because you're unhappy. You need to turn your life over to Jesus and say, Jesus, I don't want to feel like this anymore. I want you to take this cup from me. I'm really not as mean as I try to portray. God, my heart is just broken. I'm in so much pain. Some of y'all's children are so mean because they're in so much pain. And you're so busy, you don't even understand how much pain your child is in. Hallelujah. If they're upset all the time, if they're mean all the time, if they always got something ugly to say back to you all the time, that means your child is in pain. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. You need to catch that child. Pray with that child and say, baby, I know you're in pain, but I have a doctor who can take away all your pain. His name is Jesus. We're going to go to him right now. We don't even have to get in the car. We're just going to bow down on our knees right now. We're going to talk to Dr. Jesus. We're going to ask Jesus to take this pain away, whatever's going on inside of you. We're going to ask Jesus to soothe your pain, to regulate your mind, to fix your heart. Oh, my God, bless the name of Jesus, and Jesus can do it. Some of you don't pray with your children. They've never seen you pray. You're always telling people you pray. You're always going to church, but they've never seen you pray. I dare you to let your children see you pray. I dare you to even pray with your children. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Now is the time for you to understand that the enemy wants your children. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. They're new and ripe. Oh, he thinks they're ready just for him. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I wouldn't let him take mine. I wouldn't let him even have the audacity to think that he's going to take mine. You better fight back today. This is the time for you to let the enemy know he has lost the battle before he even tries to start. He better not even think of his what mind that he's going to take your child, that he's going to disrupt your family, that he's going to cause confusion in your home. I dare any demon in hell to think they're going to come up in my house and try to destroy my household. You got to have that kind of attitude, baby. You got to let the demons in hell know all of their imps. When you walk down my street, I dare you to try to come in. I got something for you if you come in. As a matter of fact, if you just come on a doorstep, I'm ready for you. So you are not welcome here. You are not invited here. And I advise you not to come anywhere you're not invited. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You got to put the word of God on them. You got to plead the blood of Jesus all over your house. You got to plead the blood of Jesus all over your children. You got to plead the blood of Jesus all over your spouse. You got to remind the devil that everybody in this house is covered with the blood. The blood, the blood of Jesus. You can't touch this, baby. We're covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Somebody out there needs to understand this is your time. The time is now to wipe yourself off and keep moving. Bounce back up, baby. Don't keep laying there. Don't let depression set in. Hallelujah. Don't believe those lies is being spoken to you right now. Oh, you're going to be able to make it. You're going to be able to take it. This is not the end for you. Things will work out for you. You will be able to pay your bills. Your child will turn around. Your spouse will get in line. All you got to do is turn them over to Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you, things are not working out because you're trying to work it out. I've told you over and over again, you can't work it out. Baby, there's some things so big for you, you don't even have a clue how to work it out. You can call everybody you know, use up all your resources, sell your house, mortgage your house, do whatever, and you still have the problem. See, some things are just too big for you. Then that's when you call on King Jesus. You remind him that you understand that this is too big for you, and you cannot work it out. You can't even fix it. You don't even know where to begin. Oh, but when you get helpless, when you get helpless like that, hallelujah, I'm a witness, baby. When you get helpless, oh, when your back is so far up against the wall, there's a pin in the wall from your back. Hallelujah, Jesus, I dare you to call him. He'll step in and he'll change it. He'll turn things around for you. Somebody's backprint is in the wall right now, but you keep backing into the wall, but you will move forward and call on Jesus. Stop printing in the wall. Stop putting all those imprints in the wall. Oh, just call Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm tired. I said it before. I said, Jesus, I'm just tired. I'm just tired of this. I just can't handle this here. I'm sick and tired of it. Things have got to turn around. I've been so low. I'm not scared. I'm not shocked. I'm not too, humiliated to tell you that I've been so low. I told Jesus, if you don't come through now, I won't be able to make it. Hallelujah. You got to get that low sometimes, baby, so you can see the miracles of God. You got to say, Jesus, if you don't come through today, I won't be able to take it tomorrow. This is the last day of this for me. I can't go through this no other time. No more days of this. I'm sick of this. I am tired of this hurt. I need this taken from me. You got to talk to Jesus. You can talk to him like that. He's your daddy. Yeah. He's your creator, baby. You can say, Jesus, I'm sick of this. I can't take no more of this. I've been going through this day after day, month after month, year after year. I've been going through this 3 years, Jesus. I can't take no more of this. You got to come through for me. You said in your word, but see, you just can't talk like that to Jesus and don't talk his word back to him. You got to know his word. Jesus, you said that. Now you told me that you wouldn't put no more on me than I can bear. Jesus, I don't think I can bear anymore. I'm just hurt as I can be. I can't take anymore. This is too heavy for me. Jesus, you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. Jesus, I feel by myself. I feel I'm just out here in this thing by myself. I just feel I don't have any help. See, it's okay to talk to Jesus like that. All because when you do, you got his attention. Jesus, hallelujah. You said you would supply all of my needs. That's what you said, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. I need you now. Hallelujah. Somebody better hear me. You better know how to talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. You said you'd be my strength. You said I will mount up with wings as eagles. Jesus, I feel so helpless. I don't feel strong like an eagle right now. I feel like I'm about to break, Jesus. Hallelujah. My legs feel so weak. I feel if I take one more step, just one more, Jesus, I'm just going to fall, and I won't be able to get up. Hallelujah. Oh, but when you pray like that, when you talk like that to Jesus, oh, it gets his attention. I'm a living witness, people. When you talk like that to Jesus, it gets his attention. Jesus will stop and turn to you and come to your rescue. Baby, I've been there, and I could feel him speaking to me. Oh, my body just started feeling different. When they say that old song says fire like shut up in your bones, I could feel Jesus. is going through my organs, going through my bones. I just started getting warm. Jesus was letting me know, I'm with you, baby. You're not by yourself. I'm about to come and rescue you. I know that you're hurting. I know you can't take anymore. I'm going to turn things around for you just like I said in my word. Oh, and when I got up off my knees, I felt different. I feel so free. I feel so light. I just started cleaning up. House wasn't even dirty. Just started doing this and that. Just doing stuff. Oh, and then I started calling up people. And just God just gave me people in line after line. I said, baby, I'm just calling to check on you. Baby, I'm just calling to pray for you. And I forgot all about my situation. Jesus took that thought all away from my mind. You can go from alone as me 1 minute to praising God, helping other people the next minute. That's how God does. That's when he renews your mind. He said, baby, oh, this ain't your problem anymore. I got this. Don't you worry about this anymore. This is gone. You just go and do my work. Just work for me. Just get all, forget all about this. Oh, an hour later, I had forgot all about what I was wooing me to God about, where I was going, woe is me. I didn't even think about it anymore. And then God just started putting things in order and setting things up and putting this in line and setting this up. And God just blew my mind. Oh, he did it so quick. He was so swift with it. Hallelujah. I say he was so swift with it. Hallelujah. That also reminded me that God knew that when I was crying out, it was true. I was at the end. I couldn't take any more. That's why God keeps his word. When he said he was going to put more on you than you can bear, he won't, baby. He knows when you're about to break, when you can't take any more. Hallelujah. He knew his daughter was about to break. I just couldn't take anymore. Hallelujah. And I cried out to him. I said, I know you know, but I know now, Jesus. I can't take any more of this. Hallelujah. I know you know all things, but now I know. I can't fix it. I can't do anything about it. You've got to come through for me, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody better praise God and understand that he is still God. And now is the time for you. So stop sitting around not understanding why things are happening the way that they're happening. Don't worry about that. Let me tell you something, baby. Bad things bring good things. I dare you to praise God in the bad times and watch him turn things around for you. Baby, when you praise God when you're low, honey, honey, let me tell you something. When you praise God when you're low to the ground, well, like my mother would say, when you're low in a snake's belly, hallelujah, I dare you to praise God. Oh, I dare you to praise him. See, you confuse the enemy when you praise God when you're in bad times. Hallelujah. He don't understand why you're praising God and you're broke. He don't understand why you're praising God when your spouse has left you. He don't understand why you're praising God when your children are gone and left you and not even having anything to do with you. Oh, he don't understand why you're praising God when you just got laid off. He don't understand why you're praising God in the dark when your electricity is off. Somebody better hit me today. Oh, my God, I dare you to praise him in the bad times. I dare you to praise him when your back is up against the wall. I dare you to praise him when you're low, when you're so low you can't get up. Jesus will come through for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will come through. He will come through. He will come through. Oh, I say he will come through. I know he'll come through. The king household know that he will come through. Jesus is a good God. He will not let you fall and not pick you up. Hallelujah. Oh, it's not saying, we're not saying that you won't fall, but he'll pick you up. Hallelujah. And he will show your enemies that he's still God. Oh, my God. He will show them, he will show them that he loves you and he has never left you. God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer. We will be off the air next week for spring break, but we'll be back the following week. Stay tuned to your emails and check our website. Have a wonderful day and wonderful weekend and a marvelous fun feel, relaxing spring break with your children. And remember that 2015 is going to be a new year for you. Now is the time to take everything that God has for you and take it back from the enemy. Receive it from God and take it from the enemy. God bless you. We love you. Be blessed.